wondering, what does it do anything for your personal game when you start off the first series or so with a sack like you did against the Colts? Does that sort of kickstart things, maybe?
I think as a defensive lineman, you start off like that, you think you could do it all day, but don't work like that. So I was happy with, you know, the one I did got. So now it's on to Washington. You know, my goal is to win. You know, that's my biggest goal. I care less about myself and stats and stuff like that. My goal is to do what I can to help this ball club be a good ball club. It's to win and do my job. So this week, that's a challenge for us. It's going to be one of those things where we all going to have to go out there and trust one another and just do your job. And this is a big week, do your job week, because of some things they do. And they run the ball very, very well. So that starts up front. You know, it starts up front with the defensive line and the inside backer. So we got to do a real good job of stopping the run, playing the run well to be successful against them. If not, we'll lose this ball game.
Well, I know you don't care about your stats and all that, but the kind of game you had with production, you get attention anyway from offenses. But after a game like this, do you get even more from the next game and people notice?
I don't care. And like I said, my main goal is to do what I can do to help this ball club win. And at the end of the day, it's a team effort. You know, it's one thing when you're talking about track and field, when you can go out there and win a medal doing something, just individually. But this game is a team. You know, it's 11 guys on defense and special teams and offense. So you have to be able to play well together. You know, one guy rarely makes a big, big difference in winning or losing in the game. So I'm all about doing what's right for the team. You know, and sometimes I walk away with no plays, and sometimes I walk away with some decent plays that I've had made, and that was one of those things. But my biggest goal is to win. I care less about my stats.
How fast was the crash course to try to learn who these guys are and what they do? Because you don't see them at all, and some of the faces are not very familiar.
I mean, it's the National Football League, and you have to be able to do that thing. And you know what? It's challenging. You know, you don't see a team, you're not familiar with them as a division team or a team you face every year. So we have our work cut out. But at the same time, I think this game is going to be decided on who prepared well. That's what it's going to be. You know, it's getting in as much as we can get in now for Sunday. Prepare well. Might be some things they come out and do a little differently. But at the end of the day, I think this team runs the ball pretty good. Shanahan had success everywhere he's been with his offense running the ball. So we know that, and it's not going to change. It starts with the running game. So we can't be in 3rd-and-2 and 3rd-and-3 all game. We have a long, long night. So we got to be able to buckle up on 1st and 2nd down and win those downs and be able to get them in long yardage situations to be able to actually, get after the quarterback and get a chance for some turnovers. But it's going to start up front. It's definitely going to start up front with us. So if we don't play well, it'll be a long day.
Would you rather have the challenge of a team like Shanahan team who runs the ball more than a team that maybe passes the ball?
I mean, Shanahan he's old school. And you look at film, they physical. And one way you can gauge a team how tough they are is, can they run the football? And they do it. They run the ball. They run the ball. So, I mean, people can say whatever they want to say about it, but trust me, this team right here can run the football. They have some guys that can run it. I don't care what back they put in. I don't care what lineman they shuffle around. They all physical, and they all, they take pride in running the football. So, it's a big, big challenge for us defensively, but as a defensive player, you have to live for these games. You know, one of these games where it won't be much trickery and, you won't do a lot of guessing, knowing what a team want to do. And I think that's one thing they want to do. Want to be able to run the football and keep, those 3rd and shorts, 2nd and shorts, 3rd down situation manageable. That's what they want to do. But
Vince,
we have to do a better job at that.
Sorry. What is – When you look at the film, what has prevented you guys from playing a complete game for 60 minutes?
Inconsistency. I mean, we can go all game with, some good plays and 50 minutes of solid football, but one or two plays break down. You just got to eliminate those big plays. And it's little things. So we'll continue to harp on it. We continue to, go in and try to fix it and move on with it. Because, right now we can't cry with spoiled milk. We have to be able to play better, prepare better, and actually our attention span and our focus level have to rise, especially in a situation of football. So we'll continue to do a good job of that. I mean, it'll pay off for us, but we just have to keep grinding. And that's one of those things you're going to have to always work on, each week, every day. Just going out there, being able, know the situation and play through the situation. So you have to take it among yourself to be able to do your job. At times we do and at times we don't. And at times we don't, it costs us big. So just eliminate stupid stuff and big plays, we'll be all right.
Is it mental breakdowns that's causing those plays?
It's a lot of, it's all sorts of things. So, but our job is to prepare well and actually just be, have heads up in situational like that. When you're in situations, just be able to know the situation and know what is going on. And I think sometimes we do it and sometimes we don't. But we'll continue to work on. That's something that we're going to continue to work on. And I promise you we'll get better at it.
How fresh do you feel, Vince, at this point of the season, early December?
I feel 100% fresh.
Telling the truth?
I'm telling the truth. Right now I think everyone feels the same way. You have rookies that feel a certain way. You have guys that have been around. It's a long season. But this is the time where you have to be able to take care of yourself, take care of your body, put the right things in your body, do the extra little things to keep you healthy. It's not going to be pretty. You're not going to wake up in December and think you're going to feel like you were, 4 months ago. That ain't going to happen. But I feel good. Me personally, I feel good. I can't complain about where I feel. I tell you what, I feel a lot better than I have a couple of years ago. So, knock on wood there. But everybody's in the same boat. It's a grind. It's a tough level to play at. But it's an NFL. You have to. When you talk about the best of the best, don't get any better than this. This is what separates the good teams from the bad teams right now. And the good players from the bad players. So you have to be able to hold up. You have to be able to do extra little things just to keep you going and keep you, focused on your job. And sometimes it's not going to be pretty. But that's what you have to do as a professional.